And we do have Nicole in from O'Neill Travel Now. Nicole, good morning.
Good morning, everyone. It's beautiful out this morning.
It is nice, isn't it? Yeah. Hard to believe it's already, well, almost a week into October, too.
I know. We miss September somewhere in my household, but... It
flew right on by anyway.
But, yes, it did.
Well, we're going to be talking about some things. We're talking about travel today, as always, with O'Neill Travel Now. And I know we've been mentioning that there's quite a few people that are flying and going places. There's obviously some new guidelines now as they get on board, isn't there?
There are, and they change daily. So if you have a trip scheduled, give us a call, and we will update you about the newest policies. Of course, if you buy your trip from us, you know, we're already telling you exactly what you need to know about where you're headed, what you need to do. As you mentioned this morning, face masks, of course, are necessary on the airplanes. But Judy has been trying to keep up with just the latest trends and the latest news. And so she found some facts for us this morning that we found very interesting. We wanted to share with everyone. We get reports daily of the TSA checkpoint numbers. Average number of people scanned by the TSA in the United States was about 2 million a day until March 1st of 2020. On March 17th, it dropped to about 953,000, which is about when we got kind of concerned here. Mm-hmm. April 14th, that number dropped to 87,000. Oh. But we're pleased to announce that on September 1st, it was back up to about 1 million. Yeah. So it's about halfway. And we don't want to push anyone. Everyone needs to stay in their lane and do what's best for them. Right, but we just want to share that, of course, there is no rush. But when you are ready to travel yourselves, we will be here to get you there.
You bet. And you can give them any updates or anything like that. And like we said, just what's going on.
Absolutely. So. That's what we are doing daily, is keeping up with all of that. So we have big plans for 2021, of course. The trends are saying that it's going to be the year of domestic travel and cruises. Which makes sense. You know, we're constantly saying we don't even know what's in our own backyard here in the U.S. You know, a lot of people haven't even been to all 50 states or don't even know what's around. So we're excited to do a lot of domestic traveling. And then, of course, the cruise industry is constantly changing and trying to become bigger and better. We did hear over about six lines, cruise lines. There's going to be six older ships that are going to be retired, and they're building six new ships. We think we figured out what two of them, who they belong to, but we don't know about the other four yet. So it's kind of exciting to see what they're going to say for when those are ready to be released. But the cruise industry is, you know, holding up high hopes that we're going to get back and it's going to be better than ever.
You bet. And you guys have some good trips planned, too, for next year.
Yeah, just a reminder, we've been talking about it the last few times we've been on, that we do have our 2021 group tours that will be domestic this coming year. We're going to reschedule our Tennessee and Kentucky trip for June, Alaska in July, and Hawaii in November. So you can call our office at 402-336-2455 to be on the mailing list, to be one of the first to know what those details as soon as they're ready.
All right. What else is going on at O'Neill Travel Now?
Yep. So some of the top trends that they expect for 2021, and Judy was telling us about this yesterday, and we were really impressed with this idea. They think number one is going to be multi-generational escapes. Grandma, grandpa, the kids, the grandkids, whomever, aunts, uncles, they see that families are going to travel more together.
Stay in your pod, kind of.
Exactly. Exactly. Once this all, you know, kind of lifts and people will be comfortable going. And then Judy talks about this all the time, your big bucket list. If you have something on your bucket list, you need to get it done because you just never know when you may or when you may not, unfortunately, you know. So if there's something you've been wanting to do, they see that that's going to be a high travel trend after this pandemic is done. Of course, like standout experiences like festivals. Judy wants to do the Cranberry Festival in Wisconsin. I want to do the Blue Crab Festival in Myrtle Beach. Mm. Is there ever a festival that you've been to or you'd want to go to?
Boy, no, but the Blue Crab one sounds good.
I think so. So, and then, of course, we've kind of talked cruising. Maybe those aren't going to be the big ships aren't going to be for everyone, but there's a lot of smaller ships for the river cruising that's very intimate and informative. The Mississippi River Cruise is something I've got high on my bucket list I want to do real soon. And then, of course, like the island escapes to the all-inclusives where you can just go and relax and be comfortable. So we've got lots, like I said, lots of plans for 2021. That brought us to talking about the 7 natural wonders of the United States. Hmm. I honestly didn't know very many of these.
I probably wouldn't be able to name too many, but...
Well, of course, once you hear them, then you're like, yeah. Oh, yeah, but...
Grand Canyon, obviously, would come to mind. Yeah,
exactly, Grand Canyon. And then there's different lists of the different wonders. This is the natural wonders of the United States. So if you haven't seen these are the things that you should definitely go to see. Of course, Niagara Falls, beautiful. Redwood Forest in California. Grand Canyon, as you mentioned. The Everglades in Florida, the Arches in Utah, Carlsbad Caverns in New Mexico, and then, of course, the Kilauea volcano in Hawaii.
Sure.
Is the final 7 natural wonders of the United States. So if you don't have many of those checked off your list, I am guilty. I don't. Now is the time to be thinking, hey, when can we go see those so you can get them crossed off your list?
You bet. And, like we said, we know this has been kind of a 2020 hasn't been very much fun, but let's make 2021 a good one.
Absolutely. Yeah. And like I said, just stay in your lane. Do what's comfortable for you. Everyone be kind. And when you're ready to go, we're ready to get you there.
Yeah. Whether you're driving, flying, boating, whatever, it doesn't matter. You guys can help them out.
Yep. The train's still going. You know, there are some restrictions, but like we mentioned, I will be there with Judy and Amy. We'll help advise you of what you need to know, and we can get you anywhere. We are a full service agency.
All right. Call 402-336-2455 or check them out at O'NeillTravelNow.com. Also on Facebook and Instagram and all of that good stuff.
That's too, right. So. And pay attention next Wednesday for Where's Lakin?
Next Wednesday, we'll see where Lakin's going to be at next. So check that out at O'Neill Travel Now. And Nicole, have a great week.
Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Nicole from O'Neill Travel Now.